I'm Mary Engish with VPR News. The owner of an unpermitted gun range in West Pollitt is appealing a Vermont environmental court ruling that ordered him to shut down his firearms training school, demolish any unpermitted buildings, and pay $46,000. The attorney for Daniel Bonnier of Slate Ridge, Vermont, filed a notice of appeal with the Vermont Supreme Court last month. That appeal will look at issues including whether the environmental court overstepped its authority and whether the court violated Bonnier's property rights. The long-stalled redevelopment of a mall in downtown Burlington is facing more legal challenges, this time from another developer. VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports.
Redstone, a development and property management company, filed two lawsuits this week against the developers of the City Place Burlington project. 7 Days First reported the new lawsuits. The suits, one in state court and the other in federal court, raise similar issues. That Redstone's property rights are violated by the mall redevelopment, which includes building two new city streets. Redstone, in court papers, says that one of the proposed streets goes through its property. In a statement to 7 Days, one of the City Place developers said he thought his team would prevail and move the project forward. The new cases aren't the first ones filed by Redstone. 7 Days reports the company's filed two other legal challenges against the City Place project. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.
And participants of the World Naked Bike Ride bared it all in Montpelier yesterday. WCAX reports that more than 30 folks biked through Montpelier toward the Capitol steps. Some riders only wore bike helmets for the annual bike ride that's held to shed light on body positivity and being eco-friendly. As a reminder of Vermont law, the naturists say you can be nude in public as long as you don't get undressed in public.